Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Did you see that timing?
Actually, I'm still playing with my headphones.
Oh. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking today about the mighty, mighty, ultra powerful, ubiquitous Windows Task Manager.
Ubiquitous?
It's everywhere.
Wow.
It's everywhere within Windows. Somebody just sent in a tip, did you know? Because we had a, here's how you get to the Task Manager, little tip in our newsletter, and they said, you know, there's another way too. Just go out anywhere in the middle of the taskbar, right click, and choose Task Manager. And that's keyboard free. We kind of usually use the keyboard shortcuts, especially since when we gave that, it's called our keyboard shortcut of the week, but that's okay. There are many ways to get to that Task Manager. It is indeed ubiquitous, and Ken is indeed going to figure out how to get his headphones functional here fairly soon is my guess.
It's just not happening for me today, but that's okay. We are absolutely here to show you something, hopefully, that you did not know about your Windows XP, Windows 2000 system. There's a bunch of ways to see exactly what's going on kind of in the background of the operating system, and lots of resources on our website. So if you want to jump ahead of the program, go right ahead and check those resources out. But again, at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to go through the step-by-step process of just, and it won't take very long at all. It's just a quick way for you to see exactly what's going on in your system. So you can do a very quick check to see, maybe I should have somebody take a look at this. Or, maybe I should get in here and do some cleanup. Or,
maybe my computer's in perfect shape and needs absolutely nothing. And I'm really, really good. It could be.
Absolutely. So we want to have a little contest. We're basically going to award our Computer Corner Poster Child Award to the individual that's going to have kind of the worst case scenario, the worst looking computer.
You know,
based on our checkup.
We could award them a... Not that. Let me see if I can find what we can award them.
Yeah, there's a couple
of...
We could award him one of those.
We could, but I think poster child maybe, you know, just let others learn from this person's pain.
Yeah, but I don't have a poster child of the day sound file.
We'll come up with something.
All right.
So before we go to that, let's just, oh my goodness.
Yeah, they filled right up, didn't they?
Let's just start at the top there and let's start helping folks out here. Les, thanks for holding.
Yeah, this is Lewis from North Phoenix.
It's Lewis?
Lewis.
Yeah, Louis, you didn't have your music ready.
Well, it says less on the screen, so less is apparently more.
Okay. Anyway, trust me for this. This is a good question to tail on what you said earlier. My neighbor and I want to share a wireless network connection without compromising either person's privacy. Is there a way to do that?
When you say share a wireless network connection, are you saying that you have one of the two of you has like a high-speed connection and you want to share it between the two homes?
Yeah, they have DSL with wireless, and I don't have any of my things shared for my computer, but they do because they want to wirelessly print and things like that.
Well, so you want to steal their internet connection to use, right?
No, I want to help share the expense for it.
Okay, but
I've already talked to them, and they know what's coming here.
Do you want to give your address out to Quest so they can come and shut that down because that's a complete violation of the service agreement?
there's a way you can do it, but no, we're not going to tell you how to because you're asking us to help you steal.
Well, actually, it's not necessarily...
It's not stealing from my neighbors.
Well, it's not necessarily...
stealing from Quest, man.
Right? Quest is saying you're supposed to get your own circuit, and they've got that in your neighbor's agreement. You know that part that nobody ever reads that says, I understand and I agree to the terms?
10,000 words?
Yeah. They agreed to specifically not do exactly what you're asking us to help you do.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah,
and
most people...
agreement. It's not my connection.
Right. And most people don't realize that, but there was actually a time in the early days of wireless... I think it was Time Warner Cable, in their brilliance, said, you're not allowed to have a wireless network on our connection because they couldn't figure out how to control this.
Yeah.
Of course, they've updated their standards since then, but it's a real problem for the ISPs because that's, you know, they spent all the money to deploy this into every home. And
sure.
You know, obviously, if one person gets it and five people around it all share, you can see where they're going to have a problem with that.
Well, I have high speed with Cox Cable now, and when I'm on my kitesurfing trips, I am just paying for nothing. And I figured, help them with their expense? And
yeah, as far as sharing, as far as being on the same network and not sharing, if you've all got higher level security operating systems like Windows 2000, Windows XP.
Yeah.
By default, they're not going to be able to get into each other's systems unless you set them up specifically to do so.
I thought when you plugged in a wireless router, it automatically went to general public access or whoever was around the signal.
Well, you can look up on your network neighborhood and see these machines potentially.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to have access to them unless you want to start hacking.
Here's another way if you really want to get serious about saving some money is you sell your place. And move in with this guy.
Oh, now we're talking some money savings.
Now you're saving money on a mortgage or rent, but even better than that, you're now allowed to share that connection because it's all in the same household.
See, now
we can help you all you want.
There's quality you can afford right there.
And we could still have our own privacy.
Sure.
That way.
If anybody's got Windows 98 on any of the machines, then you have no security on that machine. But otherwise, everything else got pretty good security just built right in. And unless you set it up specifically to be able to access each other, it won't happen by default. Now, it doesn't mean that somebody couldn't spend the time trying to figure out how to get into your stuff. But
we're gonna
stop right there, though.
Okay. All right.
Because we don't want to go into the whole thing of Quest coming at, at us saying, hey, how come you're telling people how to steal our service or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, and Louie, next time you call, whatever phone you were calling on with all the static and whatever, that doesn't work real well on the radio.
I thought it was my headphones.
I don't think so.
No?
No, because I heard it too.
Oh, we got time. Can we squeeze somebody else in there?
I believe we surely can.
Estevan?
Surely.
Or Esteve?
Steve?
Yes, hello.
Steve, thanks for holding. It's the computer corner and you're up.
Oh, good. I'm just about at the end of my subscription. I've got Symantec Antivirus 2003.
Okay.
And the difference between moving to 2005 and just re-upping the subscription is only $5.
Yes.
And then for $20 or $30 more, you can get their internet that includes all of 2005 plus
it slices,
firewalls.
It dices. It washes your car.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Bron Popeil to sign on.
Exactly. And if you've got a bald spot, they can take care of that.
Tell you what, we'll give you the quick answer, and then we'll explain why.
Yeah. Is it worth going to the upper level or to move to the Internet Protection one? Or?
Well, you've got several different levels there. First of all, before we answer you, what version of an what operating system do you have?
I've got XP Media.
Oh, Media Edition.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
If you're running Windows XP, I would not stay with the Symantec 2003 engine. I would go to the 2005 engine.
Yeah, we figured we'd do that no matter what. It's just a question between that one and the Internet upgrade.
And then I would stop there and not get all the other packaged goods that they're going to try to sell you with it.
Well, okay. Let me ask you, do you like slow performing computers?
No.
Really?
That's weird. You're in the minority.
Do you like to have a program that throws five or six pianos on the back of your machine that says, okay, whenever you start up, load me first and let me take 20% of your resources so that I can protect you from yourself?
No, I had that with the last computer.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when you start getting these suites that, it's the one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
You have are you on a wireless network or a wired network?
We're Cox Cable.
Okay, do you have a hardware router?
Or
are you just open to the Internet?
I'm open to the Internet.
Okay, so you definitely want to have the Windows firewall or some form of firewall activated.
Okay.
Truly what I would recommend, because routers are so inexpensive now, is just go out and buy a hardware router. Even though you don't need wireless and you don't need a second connection, and you don't have to get all that. You can just get basically a hardware firewall.
Okay.
That will give you a lot more protection than the software by itself will do.
Okay.
Now, in addition to that hardware thing, it doesn't hurt to also have either the Windows firewall that's included if you have Service Pack 2, or if you want to go to our website at datadoctors.com, click on the approved software link, and it's a big, huge, looks like a red rubber stamp on the right-hand side.
I've used it.
So if you click there, you'll see we have it kind of divided down by categories, but there's a section that deals with firewalls, and we have a recommendation on a Zone Labs Zone Alarm.
Now, but be careful. There's two versions. There's the free version, and there's the pay version. We've had more trouble with people that had the pay version than the free version, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because the free version doesn't try to do as much. It just acts as the balancer. But if you get that hardware firewall, the only reason to go to Zone Labs Zone Alarm instead of using the one that's built into Windows is you want to be notified every time your computer tries to reach out to the Internet from within.
Okay.
From on the inside, which the Windows firewall doesn't do. Windows firewall just kind of gives you that extra level of protection.
So that in addition to the hardware router, or or
yeah, I mean the hardware router is without question. If you've got a high speed internet connection, it's crazy not to have a piece of hardware that's between you and the rest of the world. Because what happens is if they start hacking the firewall, they're going to hack that box instead of your computer. If you have if you have only a software firewall and they figure out an exploit on a firewall, which they're doing all the time, then once they compromise the firewall, then they're in. If they compromise your hardware firewall, then they still have to get through the software firewall. And the thing about hackers is once they run into enough roadblocks, they'll just move on to an easier target.
Do you have a recommended manufacturer for the hardware firewall?
We like the Linksys brand. They tend to balance the best of price with reliability and features and are simple to use.
Super.
And do you have wireless needs at all, maybe in the future?
No.
Okay, all right. So then just stick to a little Linksys. Linksys was acquired by Cisco a while back, so.
Okay.
You know, when it comes to networking, I think Cisco kind of knows what they're doing.
You bet.
So give that a shot.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
You bet, Steve. Thanks for holding, and hopefully that that will steer him in the right direction. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, after the 1 o'clock news, the world's largest computer checkup. We want you to participate. If you got Windows 2000, Windows XP, we're going to show you step-by-step after the 1 o'clock news how to get into the Task Manager and see exactly what's going on in your machine.
So don't move. Sit tight.
No, they can move.
Well, don't move too much.
Right.
Don't go too far.
And if you're in your car and you're saying, gosh, I'd like to participate in this, we're recording all of this, and we'll be recording all of this. It'll be archived on our website. So when you do get home, just go to the radio show page on the right-hand side at the top. It says Audio Archives. You can just kind of listen through to the show and actually act like you were doing it live with us.
It's Ken and Brandon. We are the Data Doctors. When we come back, more of your calls and questions and our Geek Speak of the Week. Stick around.